6:15 on a Tuesday morning, the second day of September. Kim Komando coming up at 6:37. The digital goddess who's heard every weekend here on KBC. She's going to talk to us about the celebrity naked picture hack attack. And the world is unraveling, in case you haven't noticed. We'll get into that as well. But of course, that theme song means it's time to unleash that foaming at the mouth pit bull of an L.A. city watchdog, Jack Comfortville. Jack, how are you?
Very well. Very well.
More news on the sidewalks, isn't there?
Well, yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, a year ago, the voters of Los Angeles rejected Proposition A, which was the increase in our sales tax. Just last month or 2 months ago, I guess it was in July, Mayor Garcetti decided not to go ahead with the street tax. And now we have Paul Krikorian beating the drums for a new sidewalk tax to, you know, repair the sidewalks. And yet at the same time, you know, we really don't know what the problem is with the sidewalks. On the one hand, the city's telling us that 40% of our sidewalks are damaged or in need of repair. Krikorian came up with a number based on his analysis, or suggested looking at a 2008 street services report, that it might be only 12%. But, you know, so we're going to get around to fixing the sidewalks. At the same time, last Tuesday, Krikorian basically while he was leading the parade for the sidewalks tax, he was basically, you know, orchestrating a deal for your favorite piece of property in the city of Los Angeles, Doug, Firehouse 83.
Yeah, at 5001 Balboa Boulevard in Encino, just 100 yards or so south of Ventura Boulevard. Excuse me, north of Ventura
north
Boulevard.
Ventura.
I stopped over there last Thursday. I stopped by Firehouse 83 to look at old Firehouse 83 to take a look at it. And this parcel, it's a 20,000 square foot parcel of land that they signed over to the Armenian Cultural Foundation, identified, by the way, in the minutes of the city council meeting only as ACF. They never call it the Armenian Cultural Foundation, like they just wanted to hide who they were giving it to. So the original deal going back a year or so ago was 50 years for 50 bucks, $1 a year for a half a century on this property. And now the deal came through at 30 years at $1 a year. And, you know, Jack, when we talked about this a week ago, it was a 20-year deal. Where'd the extra 10 years come from?
I think we're getting screwed out of 20 bucks at the extra 20 years, Doug. The thing is, you know, on the one hand, they're going out there and they're going to ask us for a whole potload of money for something that they should have been taking care of years and for the last 40 years. And on the next hand, they want to pick our pocket.
The thing that made me crazy about it is in the city council notes, they talk about how this deal, giving this firehouse away for 30 bucks for 30 years, $1 a year for 30 years for this valuable piece of property, a property that's worth $1 million. And they say it has no impact on the general revenue fund budget. And that's just simply a lie. Because
I couldn't agree with you more.
Because the thing is, it doesn't cost anything in the sense it's not taking money out of the general revenue fund budget, but it's not putting $1 million into it. And that's certainly an impact on the general revenue fund budget for a city that can't buy a bag of concrete to fix a sidewalk.
No, but it's the duplicity here. It's on the one hand, you know, they want to pick our pockets. On the other hand, they're going out and spending money for their campaign funding cronies. And that, in my estimation, is just plain wrong. With regards to the sidewalks, quite frankly, I would be opposed to any new tax on this unless we got, you know, real budget reform. And as I mentioned in my article today, you know, the city council's been asleep at the switch. Mickey Kanner and Austin Buettner worked very hard with a whole bunch of other, you know, tunas, downtown tunas, to, you know, craft a bunch of recommendations, one of which was the Office of Transparency and Accountability that would basically give everybody a much better idea of what's going on down at City Hall. Hasn't even seen the light of day. You know, the committee suggested that they form a committee to review the retirement programs, the pension programs, at the city, as well as all the other cost factors associated with personnel, whether it's salaries, pensions, benefits, overtime, all those types of things, hasn't seen the light of day. And so here we have these guys. Krikorian wanted to pick our pockets, yet at the same time, his budget and finance committee won't give Austin Buettner and Mickey Cantor the time of day. And these are things that we I think are very important, so we know what's going on. I think the other thing on this sidewalk tax is I think people have had it with the city, you know, trying to pick our pockets. And every year they have these huge budget deficits. I think we need charter reform of our budget, where the city's required to, you know, basically balance the budget and over the next 20 years, you know, fix our sidewalks and fund our pensions.
Well, I agree with you, but here's the problem with things like charter reform. We had a charter reform back when Dick Reardon was mayor. They rewrote the city charter and they made all kinds of revisions to it. And then the system, you know, it's like the corruption on Spring Street in Los Angeles is like lobbing an arm off a starfish. It just regenerates. It just creates a new form of the stink that has brought the city to the state that it's in. And again, I want to be as clear as possible about this. There are parts, and we don't get to say this often enough, there are parts of Los Angeles that have never been better. There are areas, neighborhoods in this city that look better than they ever did when I moved here 30 years ago. Downtown LA in particular. But, you know, we got there by pouring millions, if not billions, into the pockets of developers at the expense of quality of life in neighborhoods. I mean, that's the problem, is that the city seems to be run for three constituent groups. Very well connected, and very wealthy, big-time developers, the public employee unions, and illegal aliens. And homeowners and small business owners are just cannon fodder. That's all they are. They're ATM machines and pants. And the parcel of property in Encino on Balboa Boulevard, the old firehouse property, is a perfect example of that. Here's Paul Koretz, who told our reporter at the time, Michael Linder, that he's absolutely opposed to condos, that we don't want this to be developed into condos or something like that. Well, since when is Paul Koretz or anybody in the city council opposed to condos? They hand millions and millions and millions of dollars in subsidies to condo builders and developers. It's just that this was a small piece of property. There'd be a couple of condos put up, and whoever was going to do that didn't have the clout to buy the city council.
Well, the other thing that's going on there with Fire Station 83, as they call it, is that nobody really knew what the deal was going in. You know, yes, they talked to people at the school, and yes, they probably.
We still don't know what the deal is. We don't know what it's going to be used for. The Armenian Cultural Foundation isn't explaining, and they put out this crazy number that there's $16 million of community economic benefits. What's a community economic benefit? What does that mean?
That's basically $600,000 a year over the 30-year lease. That's the budget.
$600,000 a year of what?
Of donations or service in kind.
Wait a second. So the Armenian Cultural Foundation is going to somehow spend $600,000 a year doing what in Encino? That is a community benefit that adds up to $16 million over 30 years. It's a phony number. It's a number that nobody can quantify. It's just thrown out there, and it looks good. But it's vacuous. It's a number that
it's basically taking the budget of the Armenian Cultural Foundation that's going to be associated with this facility, their annual budget, and multiplying it by 30. It's
do we even simple. Know what they do?
Well, there's a comment in the CAO's report that they basically service a lot of the Armenian youth and Armenian senior communities. It's basically an Armenian focused charity.
So does that what it mean? You can rent it for wedding receptions?
Beats me.
Where's the parking for that? Because the neighbor artery has no parking, which was the problem that they had at the Encino Charter Elementary School. All right, Jack. Thanks so much, Jack Comfreyville. Read his stuff at citywatchla.com.